The head of UNAMA, Nicholas Haysom, recalled that when the Security Council was last briefed on Afghanistan, the results of presidential elections had yet to be announced, and the country was in a midst of a protracted political crisis. He said that significant progress has since been made with the signing of a political agreement and the announcements of the winning candidates for the presidential and provincial council elections.
UNAMA has been greatly encouraged by the peaceful political transition. While the electoral process was prolonged and challenging, the result is a leadership that is legitimate, freshly mandated, and broadly supported. President Ghani and Chief Executive Officer Abdullah are to be commended for their ongoing commitment to make the national unity arrangements work.
One of the challenges that the new Afghan leadership faces is tackling the country's status as the main producer of opium, as Yuri Fedotov, the head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, pointed out.
There remain formidable challenges posed by illicit drugs facing the new leadership and the international community. Nevertheless, the transition also presents an opportunity to assess counter-narcotic strategies and to ensure that our responses are strong and effective.
Another major challenge is insecurity. Afghanistan's representative to the UN, Ambassador Zahir Tanin, told the Security Council.
Insecurity remains main impediment to progress across the country. In the past several months, terrorists and insurgent groups have intensified attacks in an attempt to deplete national confidence in the new government and to intimidate the Afghan people.
Ambassador Tanin also noted that the International Military Combat Mission in Afghanistan, authorized by the Security Council 13 years ago, will officially end in 14 days. And just 4 days ago, he added, the Council adopted a resolution affirming the completion of the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF's mandate, and welcoming a new mission to train, advise, and assist Afghan national security forces. Derek Mbata, United Nations.